Lecture topic, Paradise and Hell, Part 1.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها قل إنما علمها عند ربي لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم تركت فيكم أمرين لن تضلوا ما إن تمسكتم بهما كتاب الله وسنتي أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, there is a question that Allah Rabbul Izzat will pose to every human on the day of Qiyamah. كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين? How long was your stay on this earth? Every human will be asked this question. However, the Quran makes mention that man will respond in various ways. So there will be those that will say, as we recited today in the Quran and in other places, يَتَخَافَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِن لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا عَشْرًا O Allah, our stay in this world was approximately 10 days. O Allah, our stay in this world was approximately 10 days. Another group will interject and they will say, No, no, Allah, these people got their facts muddled. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ إِذْ يَقُولُ أَمْثَلُهُمْ طَرِيقَةً إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا يَوْمًا Another group will come forward and whose calculations will be better. In other words, in comparison to reality. They will say, No, no, it wasn't 10 days, actually it was only 1 day. A third group will come forward and they will say, No, no, O Allah. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا O Allah, I think it was a morning or an evening, but nothing more. Another group will still come forward and they will say, No, O Allah. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةً وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ When the day of Qiyamah will come and reality will stare. As we recited today in the Quran. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ When fire will emerge from the oceans. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ The stars will collapse. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ The mountains will move. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ The innocent girl who was buried alive, or me who was aborted, will be given life. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ O child, what crime did you commit that your parents murdered you? إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ The skies will collapse. وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ The stars will scatter. They will fall apart. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ Every person from his grave will stand up. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ The reality of every man will stare before him. Some will stand up from their graves and say, يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا Woe! Who woke us up from our graves? When they will stand up, يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجَدَاتِ صِرَاعًا كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَى نُصُبٍ يُوفِضُونَ Billions will stand up from the thousands of the cemeteries across the globe. The Quran says, وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ There will be pin drop silence. فلا تسمع إلا همسا. You will only hear footsteps. وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. Every person will be suppressed by the awe of Allah. تكاد تميز من الغيظ. The fire will be raging to its maximum. The fire will be raging to its maximum. They will stand up from their graves. Some will say, Ya waylana man ba'athana. Who woke us up? Others will say, Hada ma wa'ada ar-Rahman. This is what Allah promised. Wa sadaqa al-mursalun. And indeed, the Prophet spoke the truth. Allah then goes on to say, that you thought, O man, بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنْ لَنْ نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. You belied this. You thought it's not a reality. But today you stand before me. The Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّكُمْ مَحْشُورُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا غُرْلًا. You will appear before Allah precisely as He created you. In essence, you will be barefoot, barehead, uncircumcised. The manner in which you left the womb of your mother, that is how you will stand up from your grave. The Prophet ﷺ says he will then appear before Allah. People will stand up. Millions of people. They will congregate, they will converge. People will be walking. Aisha radiallahu anha said, O Prophet of Allah, you mean people will be totally naked? That means the private parts will be exposed to one another. The Prophet ﷺ says, Aisha, Al-Amru Ashaddu min an yandura ba'dahum ila ba'd. The matter will be so severe, you won't have the time to look at yourself, never mind your neighbor. The matter will be so severe, so critical, so crucial, that you won't have time to look on your right, or you won't have time to look at yourself. You will stand up in this condition. A person meets up in an accident, and then he sees Allah forbid his beloved lying there. At that time, he does things that he doesn't realize. Only when he's admitted to hospital, and then he starts wondering how he got the strength and where he got the strength. But when he's seen his beloved lying there, he forgot the cuts, the wounds on his body, and he went headlong. When people will see this blazing fire before them, كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Every time a group will be thrown in, the angels will taunt them. The angels will admonish them. وَسِيطَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. So they will be brought in droves, in groups, in scores, in multitudes. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا. As the sinners and the criminals and the transgressors will be brought to the doors of Jahannam. فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. The doors of Jahannam will be opened up wide. لَوْ أَنَّ ثَوْبًا مِّنْ أَثْوَابِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. لَوْ أَنَّ ثَوْبًا مِّنْ أَثْوَابِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. عُلِّقَ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَمَاتَ جَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ نَتَنِهَا. If one garment of the dwellers of hell has to be placed on the sky, the foul smell that will emit from that outfit will cause the instant death of every creature on planet earth. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَتِرَانِ. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَتِرَانِ. Their clothes will be highly flammable. تَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ. Their faces will be gripped by fire. لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ذُلَلْ. Above them will be fire. وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ذُلَلْ. Beneath them will be fire. لَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ مِهَادْ. Their beds will be of fire. Everything will be gripped in fire. كَأَنَّمَا أُغْشِيَتُ. I'm only quoting Quran to you, my brother. I'm only quoting Quran to you. This is what your Allah is saying. كَأَنَّمَا أغشيت وجوههم قطعا من الليل مظلما. As if a pitch dark night has gripped them. And then what will happen? They will be desperate. Every time they will try and escape from Jahannam. عليها تسعة عشر. There are 19 angels that are in charge. كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها من غم أعيدوا فيها. There will be angels standing at the door of Jahannam. لَهُمْ مَقَامِعُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ. They will have hammers and they will knock them and send them back into hellfire. They will then come through such thirst that they will ask for water. وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُ. And if they ask for help, يُغَاثُ. They will be aided. بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا. What water that will be so hot that from a distance it will burn all the layers of skin. From a distance, yashwi. Shawa yashwi in Arabic means to roast. You know, you barbecue, how you roast it. Yashwil wujuh, it will burn the skin totally. Then, kullama nadijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha liyadhuqul azab. And today's Muslim loves the life heedless of this. Today's Muslim loves the life oblivious of this. Today's Muslim makes a decision unmindful of these consequences. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't entertain the thought Allah is unmindful of the oppression of the oppressors. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ. He is giving them grace. He is giving them respite. لِيَوْمٍ for a day. تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Their gazes will be dazzled. It will be fixed. It will be glued. مُهْتِعِينَ, they will be running. مُقْنِعِ رُؤُوسِهِمْ, left in their heads. In fear, in awe, in panic, in pain. لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ, their gaze will never return. وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَى, their hearts will disappear. وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسَ, warn them. يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابُ, when that day will come. فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, the disbelievers, the evil people, the sinners, the transgressors will say, ربنا, O our Lord, أخرنا, give us respite, إلى أجل, to a date, مجب دعوتك, we will respond to your invitation, ونتبع الرسل, we will comply to the dictates of the prophets. Allah will reply by saying, أولم تكونوا أقسمتم من قبل ما لكم من زوال. But you were the very ones who used to chant the slogans that we will never be destroyed. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, they took the most firm oath. لَا يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَمُوتُ, there is nothing like life after death. Allah says, who are you to say that? قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتُبَعْتُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ. I take an oath on my might, I take an oath on my grandeur, I swear by my beauty and my grandeur. لَتُبَعْتُنَّ, you will be resurrected. ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ, then you will be informed of every crime you committed to the most minutest detail. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ, and that is the easiest for Allah. The day is to dawn upon man. This picture is to prevail upon man. This reality is to transmit before man. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا, they will be driven to hellfire like thirsty cattle. The Quran says, فَاقَ يَسُوقُ سَوْقًا, means to be driven. Wirda means thirsty. They will be driven to hellfire thirsty. And then they will be desperate. So they will ask for water. وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا, they will be made to drink such hot water. فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ, when they'll drink that water, the intestines will come out from the back passage. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ, تَجَرَّعَ يَتَجَرَّعُ in Arabic means to try and gulp. وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ, but it will not go beyond his throat. Now again, you have to appreciate the grammar of the Quran. أَصَاغَ يُسِيغُ, إِصَاغَةٌ in Arabic means to enjoy something, for it to be palatable. سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ, palatable to those that drink. كَادَ يَكَادُ means to become close, on the verge, حُرُوفِ مُقَارَبَةٍ. The Quran says, وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ, he won't even get close to swallowing that water. But because of thirst, you'll accept any drink. وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, as he'll hold that water, and the heat will be intense, and the fire will be burning, and the pain will be at its climax. يَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, death will approach him from every angle, as if he's going to die now. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ, but he will never die. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِ عَذَابٌ غَلِيظٌ, but Allah says, this is not the worst, the worst is yet to come. The worst is yet to come. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. Every time a layer of skin will be burnt, Allah will replace it by another layer. Why? لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. The torment will not be reduced. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ. Respite will not be granted. And what does the Quran say? لَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ. Allah says, I don't want to even hear your excuses today. I don't want to even hear your excuses. Never mind you giving me your excuses. وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الْعَذَابَ Study the Quran, my brother, and see what Allah has painted the picture. Believe me, we can run throughout the night and only speak on what Allah has spoken about azab in the Quran. وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الْعَذَابَ فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is reciting Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is listening. The riwayat comes in Bukhari. And then he comes by the ayah, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا What will be that time, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we will bring a witness to every nation and we will bring you as a witness to your people? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, حَسْبُكْ Just pause. When I looked out, فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَذْرِفَانِ Then I just seen him sobbing one way. It was the night till Bilal called out the adhan, he only cried. Till Bilal called out the adhan, he only cried. Umar radiallahu anhu said, لَوْ نَادَى مُنَادٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ إِنَّكُمْ دَاخِلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا لَخِفْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَنَا هُوَ If an announcer has to announce, every soul will enter Jannah with one exception. One soul will be deprived and denied Jannah. Sayyidina Umar says, I fear I will be the one that will be excluded. We are very optimistic in everything. You know, optimism. The ratio wise, so I think I'll make it. Sayyidina Umar says, I fear I'll be that exception. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu passed away. Someone said, I made dua, I want to see him in a dream. The riwayat comes in Hilya. Rawahu Abu Na'im fil Hilya. So he says, after 10 years, I seen Sayyidina Umar in a dream. وَهُوَ يَمْسَحُ الْعَرَقَ عَنْ جَبَهَتِهِ And there was severe perspiration. And he was taking his hand and gently rubbing it over his forehead. So I asked him, Umar, how was things before Allah? The just Umar, the one who feared Allah. The one that Abu Bakr said, if Allah asks me, who have you nominated after you, Abu Bakr? Abu Bakr said, I will tell Allah the best after me, O Allah, the best in your creation. Sayyidina Umar said, after 10 years when this man seen him in a dream, he said, Al-an faraghtu min al-hisab, walawla rahmatu rabbi lahalakt. 10 years have lapsed, in the end now I have completed accountability. And believe me, in the end also it was the mercy of Allah that rescued me, otherwise there was no one to shelter Umar. In the throes of death, his head was in the lap of his son, Abdullah ibn Umar. Allahu Akbar. He tells his son, move my son and drop my head on the ground. So he puts his father's head on the ground. He says, وَيْلٌ لَكَ يَا عُمَرْ إِلَّمْ يَغْفِرْ لَكَ رَبَّكْ Umar, don't have high hopes. Just hope your Lord forgives you, that's enough for you. He tells his son Abdullah, go and knock the door of my mother Aisha radiallahu anha. And tell her, Umar ibn Khattab is in the throes of death and is asking permission to be buried next to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Umar goes, he knocks on the door, emotional, his father is in the throes of death. Aisha radiallahu anha opens the door. Abdullah ibn Umar says, oh my respected mother, my father is about to take his last breath. He asks permission that if you will privilege him and give him the opportunity to be buried next to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr. Aisha radiallahu anha cries and she says, it was my desire and my honor to be buried next to my husband and my father. But Umar is that individual for whom all preferences can be given. Marhaban bi Amir al-Mu'mineen. Welcome to Amir al-Mu'mineen. Tell him he will be buried next to the Nabi of Allah. Abdullah ibn Umar comes back, tells his dad, glad tidings, confirmation. He says, no, my son, no. Perhaps my mother has committed herself out of the fear or the respect of me. After I am dead and I am gone, and now she doesn't have to feel obligated, and she doesn't have to feel committed, go back to the door and knock on the door and don't say Amirul Mu'mineen, say Umar ibn Khattab is at the door and is asking permission to be buried. My son, if she consents, put me next to my Nabi. If she declines, put me in Baqi where the rest of the Muslims are sleeping. My brother, how will I go? How will my wife go? How will my children go? Allah, this reality is going to come to me. Allah is going to stare at me. Allah, what am I doing to my children? Allah, what am I doing to my family? Allah, I cannot take the pain of this world. Allah, I cannot take the fire of this world. What is going to happen when that fire will be blazing before you? It will be raging before you. The Quran says, بِئْسَ الشَّرَابِ The worst type of drink. سَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقَا The most evil abode. Then they will ask Malik. Malik, who is in charge of hellfire. Ya Malik, liyaqdi alayna rabbuk. This is the Quran is speaking. Oh Malik, we have one request. When you speak to Allah, you in charge of Jahannam, you make a request for Allah. Tell him we have one request. Tell him he must make a decision, destroy us and kill us. We don't want to see paradise, but we don't want to see hell also. We ask him for death to put an end and a close to this whole thing. They'll get no answer from Malik. After years will pass. How long is 1 year? كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. My Allah says one day is equivalent to 50,000 years of this world. So how long will they suffer? لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرًا. No sun, no moon, no morning, no evening. 50,000 years is one day. Malik will not answer. They'll say, okay, let's go with a second. Ya Malik, يُخَطِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. Malik, we have another request. Ask your Allah if he can just release us from hellfire for one day. We can just relax ourselves for one day and then Allah can throw us back into hellfire. We've gone that desperate. We want one day out, one day. You see a person in a clinic, the doctors don't want to release him. He's in pain. He says, I just want to go home and have celebrate my festive occasion with my family. And then you can admit me again after my Eid or after my occasion or after my function, whatever it is. Malik, ask your Allah, I want to come out one day from hellfire. I'm burning here, my wife is burning, my daughters are burning, my children are burning. Ask your Allah one day to take us out. The riwayat says for 40 years they'll get no answer. 40 years no answer. After 40 years the answer will be such it was better off they did not get an answer. اخطأوا فيها ولا تكلمون. Just remain there and don't dare open your mouth. Don't dare open your mouth. لهم فيها زفير. Zafir in Arabic refers to the brain of a donkey. They will be making, you know, yelling, screaming. You go in a hospital, in a ward, in a clinic where people are in a trauma unit. Someone is screaming, someone is yelling, someone is crying, someone is in pain. You can think and see the worst in a trauma unit. لهم فيها زفير. لهم فيها زفير. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. They will be crying, yelling, nobody wants to hear them. لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. 40 years will pass, اِخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. Then Allah will tell them, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. There were servants of mine who worshipped me, but you mocked at them. Allah speaks about the consequences of those that mock at the believers. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. When the believers pass and they make side comments, I don't have a problem. Listen to me, my brother, I'm pouring my heart out before you. When I'm walking in society with my wife and a non-Muslim frowns at my beard, I swear by Allah, I don't have a problem. He never claimed to say Muhammad was the greatest human. But when the so-called Muslim who chants the slogans that Muhammad was the greatest human and he frowns on my beard, I have a major problem with him. When a kafir laughs at my wife, I don't have a problem. He never said this was the right way for him. But the so-called Muslim who says that the wives of Muhammad were the greatest women, and Muhammad was the greatest human himself, and he criticizes and condemns the Muslim, I'm afraid the consequences are grave. فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًا. فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًا. You mocked at them. You laughed at them. You snubbed them. إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا. Every time Nuh built the ark, they mocked at him. What they said, إِنَّ أَمْرَكَ كُلَّهُ عَجَبٌ يَا نُوحُ. Oh Nuh, we give up with you. أَتَصْعَدُ الْجَبَلَ أَمْ تَجُرُّهُ السِّيْرَانِ. Is your ark going to climb the mountain or is the ox going to come and pull it? What are you doing? There's no water here. What are you building this ark for? Nuh said one thing, إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُوا مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. Laugh as much as you want to. Tomorrow it will be my time to laugh. But the difference is, how will they laugh? They'll laugh the final laugh. How will they laugh? The Quran says, عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. They will be sitting on the thrones of Allah. فِي مَقَعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. They will be entertained by Allah. They will be hosted by Allah. And then, فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون Today the believers will laugh. So this is the picture that Allah paints. This is the reality that Allah paints of hellfire. Then there is another place in hellfire, which the hadith says, تَعَوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنْ جُبِّ الْحُزْنِ جُبُّ الْحُزْنِ means a pit of grief, wherein the worst criminals will be dropped. You know, they talk of this Alcatraz, the worst hardcore criminals. Allah also has جُبُّ الْحُزْنِ the pit of grief. Pit of grief, the most severe part of hellfire. The hadith says the remaining part of hellfire, ask Allah protection from that portion 400 times a day. The other portions of hellfire, ask Allah protection. Who will be dropped in there? Those who commit zina. Who will be dropped in this pit, the lowest part, the pit of grief, the pinnacle of pain, the height of difficulty, those that are involved in zina, who love by zina, who die by zina. The Prophet ﷺ says, when I climbed in the journey of Mi'raj, I came by a group of people. On his right there was beautiful, delicious meat, and on the left side there was rotten meat. And I found these people were eating the rotten meat. It was giving off a stench, and a very severe form of azab was coming upon them. I asked Jibreel, Jibreel, who are these people? Jibreel said, this is that person whom Allah has given a beautiful, lawful, legal, legitimate wife, who is wonderful, who is beautiful, who is attractive, yet he goes for an unlawful, illicit woman, and that is the likening, that he goes for that meat that is unpleasant and not tasty, and he leaves behind that which Allah has made lawful and legal for him. What is going to be the consequences? وعدت The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, so many people will be dragged. فَكَمْ مِنْ شَابٍ How many youth will be pulled, will be sucked into hellfire. And as they will be dragged, they will say, wa shababa, ay Allah, what did I do with my youth? What did I do with my youth? كَمْ مِنْ شَيْخٍ How many elderly people will be dragged, pulled by their hair, and they will be disgraced and humiliated. How many women will be pulled, and they will say, wa sawata, Ya Allah, what disgrace, what embarrassment. In this way they will be dragged, till they will be brought on the edge of Jahannam, حَتَّى إِذَا وَقَفُوا بِهِمْ عَلَى شَفِيرِ جَهَنَّمْ They will be brought on the edge of hellfire. They will communicate with Malik, and they will tell Malik, O Malik, give us permission, we want to cry before you throw us in. We want to vent our last bit of regret. Malik will say, cry your heart out. I have no problems. Cry as much as you want to. It comes in the hadith, they will cry so much, they will literally cry tears of blood. Malik will make one statement. He will say, ma ahsana hadha al-buka law kana fi dunya. Brilliant are these tears only if you shed them in this world. Brilliant are these tears only if you shed them in this world. Now it's too late, my brother. It's too late, my sister. The time has passed. The hour has lapsed. The minute is critical. Rabbana akhrijna. Rabbana akhrijna. Allah, take us out. Na'mal salihan ghayra alladhi kunna na'mal. Allah, return us back in this world. Allah, return us back in this world. We will do actions different to that which we did in this world. وَلَوْ تَرَى you, how can I translate it? My biggest dilemma is I cannot translate Quran. How can I possibly translate what my Allah has said? My vocabulary is inadequate. How can I translate when Allah is painting the image of hellfire? وَلَوْ تَرَى If you only had seen إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ When the criminals ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم When they will be humiliated and they'll drop their gaze before Allah and hellfire will be before them. ربنا You must see a person who's living a normal life and the doctors must just tell him you've been diagnosed of cancer. Instantly what happens to that man? A man is a normal, healthy, living a good life and doctors just tell him that you know what? There's a diagnosis of cancer. You see how that howls from joy turns into sorrow, from happiness into pain, from anxiety into depression, that man is a different man. Allah says he will be standing before. Really, my brother, whenever you have touched anything wrong, my sister, whenever you have taken out that hijab, I swear by Allah you have done it because you are unmindful of the consequences. If I know and you know and she knows and we understand the consequences of this wrong, we will never dare envy one man disobeying Allah. We will pity him more than envy him. We'll never pity the other life. We will never envy the other life. We will pity that life more. But because we are unmindful, so we are stretching an envious eye more than a pitiful eye. How can you stretch an envious eye to a person who disobeys Allah, whose abode is this? وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عَنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا. Allah, I've seen properly now, Allah, I've seen. وَسَمِعْنَا, Allah, I heard properly. فَرْجِعْنَا, Allah, I beg you, return me. نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, I promise I will do good. إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ, Allah, I am fully convinced. See the pledges they make with Allah. يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا, they will be screaming, yelling, begging, crying. In fact, for a period of time, after the yelling and screaming will not avail, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَرْبَعٌ حَقٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَلَّا يُدْخِلَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا يُذِيقَهُمْ نَعِيمَهَا. Allah said, four people I will never enter into Jannah, and I will never let them taste or even smell the beauty of Jannah. Who? One who is involved in interest. This is not my words, my brother. Forgive me if you think I'm coming down your throat harshly. Forgive me if you feel I come across crudely. What do I have to impress you? And what do I get in saying something that soothes you? I'm a traveler and I'm a visitor and I'm leaving, and I guess we all are in this world. I only quote before you the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أَرْبَعٌ حَقٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ, Allah said, four people, أَلَّا يُدْخِلَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, no jannat. وَلَا يُذِيقَهُمْ نَعِيمَهَا, they won't even get the fragrance. Who, Nabi of Allah? آكِلُ الرِّبَى, the one that is involved in interest. آكِلُ مَالِ الْيَتِيمِ, the one who usurps the wealth of an orphan. وَالْعَقُّ لِوَالِدَيْهِ, the one who disobeys his parents. The one who disobeys his parents. And the one who consumes any form of intoxicants. So then after a period of time, they will say that, you know what, in this world where a person has to serve a penalty, then if he serves very diligently, then many a times his penalty is reduced. So they cut down the penalty from 10 years to 5 years, or new president comes in, then they talk of presidential pardon, and they talk of amnesty, and you know that because he's been, he's helped and he's done some social work, so they cut down on his period. So the dwellers of Jahannam will say, let's try that, let's try, perhaps we be silent, we withhold our pain, we contain our emotions and sentiments, let's see if it makes things different. They will remain like this and suppressed with the hope that it will avail them. Years will pass, it will not make any difference. So then they will turn around and say, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيثٍ. It makes no difference whether you're silent or you moan, you groan or you scream. There's no way we live in this hellfire. This is the reality. The Quran says, فَأَنْذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى. فَأَنْذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى. This is the fire that your Allah is warning you about. يَا عِبَادِ فَاتَّقُونَ. Oh my servants, become conscious. Oh my servants, fear this. Oh my servants, become alert. What is the severity? What does the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? On one sin, the consequences that will stare at a person. And then to add to all this, we recited in the Quran, كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. They will be deprived of the countenance of Allah. They will be deprived of the sight of Allah. They will be deprived of the vision of Allah, which will be the pinnacle of pain. That everybody else will be favored with seeing Allah, they will be denied this opportunity. Ya ibadi fattaqoon, ya ibadi fattaqoon. Oh my servants, reflect. Aisha radiallahu anha says, one person came home begging. So then I gave her something. Then she made a dua for me and she said, A'adhaki Allahu min adab al-qabri. May Allah save you from the punishment of hellfire. May Allah save you from the punishment of the grave. So I took the dua. The Prophet ﷺ came back. I said, O Prophet of Allah, a woman came begging. I gave her something. She made this dua. What is the punishment of the grave? The Prophet ﷺ then started elaborating on the punishment of the grave, the severity of the grave. Allah speaks about the people of Fir'aun. النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا. النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا. The ulama of tafsir say this is the verse that speaks about the punishment of the grave. The fire is presented before them morning and evening. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. And when Qiyamah will happen, أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Enter them into a more severe torment. That means they're currently in pain, they're currently in azab. So there are many people that are leaders. Some are those that lead to good, some are those that lead to evil. So Allah speaks about the type of leader that Fir'aun was. And hence upon Fir'aun you can base every other person who misleads, who misleads. So what does the Quran say? وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَأَوْرَدَهُمُ النَّارِ. Fir'aun will lead his nation into hellfire. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. There are some people who are leaders to good, who are imams. The Quran says أَئِمَّةً وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. And some are leaders who are invited towards hell, some invite towards good. Those who invited towards evil, they will take all those people with them and drop them in hellfire. وَأَضَلَّ فِرْعَوْنُ قَوْمَهُ وَمَا هَدَىٰ. He misled his people and he did not guide them. And what did he claim? مَا أَهْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ. I'm only showing you guidance. I'm only showing you the right path. Every person in this way will be brought. Aisha radiallahu anha says, مَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَلَّى صَلَاةً إِلَّا تَعَوَّذَ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. I cannot recall the Prophet of Allah performing one salah after which he did not ask Allah protection from hellfire, from the punishment of the grave. And what happens in the punishment of the grave? He passes by the group of, passes by two graves. He said, إِنَّهُمَا لَيُعَذَّبَانِ. These two have been punished for something that is not major. Bala innahu kabir. Nay, it is major, but they considered it trivial. So he passed by two graves and he said, these two people are suffering. Amma ahaduhuma fakana yamshi bin namima. The one in this graveyard, one of the two, he had the evil habit of carrying tails. So he always carried tails, this one to that one to this one, and just creating friction amongst people, causing a fight, causing an argument. Because of that, he is suffering in the grave. And the second one was negligent with regards to urine drops, because of which he is suffering. The Prophet ﷺ said, استنزهوا من البول فإن عمة عذاب القبر منه. Be very, very vigilant and particular about urine drops. Because the greatest reason for the torment of the grave will be negligence with regards to purity when relieving yourself. I'm afraid, we use washrooms, we use these things, but it's sad to find that unfortunately many of us are not conscious of the etiquette, of the adab, of the etiquette in which we relieve ourselves. We've got to be absolutely conscious. What happened to the people in Masjid Quba? Allah praised them. What did Allah say? فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا. فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِّرِينَ. In this masjid there are people that love to be pure. The Prophet ﷺ called them and said, listen, Allah has revealed the Quran praising you people. What's so unique about you? Allah says you're very pure. Allah says you are very pure. So he said, O Nabi of Allah, what? You know, they were very humble and simple. The Prophet ﷺ said, no, there's something about you that you're very pure. Today it's again that fake purity, you know. Inside everything and spraying this and applying this and deodorant and whatever else on yourself, but inside, how clean and pure are you? So he said, only be of Allah, what we do is, when we relieve ourselves, then we use sand also, and we use water. So we use two measures of purity. The Prophet ﷺ said, this is it. This is why Allah reveals the Quran, praise in you. This is why Allah has acknowledged you, that you are very clean, you are very clean. Cleanliness is part of our iman. At-tuhuru shatrul iman. Walhamdulillahi tamla'u al-mizan. Wa subhanallahi walhamdulillahi tamla'ani aw tamla'u ma bayna as-sama'i wal-ard. So the lengthy hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that cleanliness is half your iman. So what happened to one of them? They were negligent in urine drops. What happened to the other one? Used to carry tails. Because of that, what is happening? They are suffering in their graves. Sayyidina Uthman used to cry whenever the grave was mentioned. He used to cry. People asked him, why you cry so much at the grave and not so much over hellfire? He said, this is the first stage. If you made it here, you through. If you fail here, you gone. If you made it here, you through. Then after that, the subsequent stages will be easy. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at Umar. And he says, Umar, what will happen to you when you'll be lowered into your grave? And then two angels will appear before you. Aswatuhuma kalra'bi wa absaruhuma kalbarqi. Their sight will be like lightning, their voice will be like thunder. Their sight will be like lightning, their voice will be like thunder. And they will meet you, the first to receive you in your grave. And then what will happen? They will have a staff in their hand, which will be so heavy, so mammoth, so colossal, لَوِجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ أَهْلُ مِنَا لَمْ يُتِيقُ رَفَعَهَا. If all the people of Mina unite their talent to lift it, they won't possibly be able to lift it. But those angels will have total control over that staff. لَوْ ضَرَبَاكَ بِهَا ضَرْبَةً تَصِيرُ بِهَا رَمَادًا. Umar, if they hit you one, you'll be reduced to ashes. Umar, if they hit you one, you'll be reduced to ashes. Think about the loneliness of your grave, my brother. Think about the darkness of your grave, my sister. You know in your house, an environment you're familiar with, if the light goes, what happens to you, how you panic, how restless you become. Whereas psychologically, mentally, you're aware of your environment. You know your movement. You know your family members. You know where to get the matches, where to get the candle. You know the sun will rise. What about that darkness after which there is no light? What about that narrowness through which there is no vastness? What about that loneliness through which there is no companion? The grave calls out, Yabna Adam, ta'fi Allah ala dhahri wa ghadan satu'adzabu fi batni. Oh man, today arrogantly you walk on my back. Tomorrow when you come in my stomach, I will show you what I do with you. Ana baytu al-dud. Ana baytu al-wahsha. أنا بيت الغربة. I'm a place of loneliness. I'm a place of darkness. I'm a place of solitude. That is my place. إن الحبيب من الأحباب مختلس. إن الحبيب من الأحباب مختلس. لا يمنع الموت بواب ولا حرس. فكيف تفرح بالدنيا وزينتها من يعد عليه اللفظ والنفس قد كان قصرك ذا شرف فقبرك في الأجداث منجرد لا يترك الموت ذا جاه لعزته ولا الذي منه العلم يقتبس إن الحبيب من الأحباب مختلس. اختلاس in Arabic means to be snatched, to be abducted. You will be snatched away from your beloveds. You won't be politely taken out, you'll be snatched away. That is what the poet says. You will be snatched, you'll be abducted. So what does the Quran say? فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْصِيًا وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. If you have to die on the road, get into your family, you won't be given the grace to get home and die, you'll die before getting home. You know, it's alright, let me just get home and die, take my breath in front of my... No, you want to be allowed that also, because your time ends here. Your time ends at this traffic light. This is where you meet your fate. So I often say, you and I are so ignorant, and that is man. We could be passing our death spot daily. We could be passing our death location daily, but where do we know we're going to be dying yet? The place where we'll be lying, Allah alone knows. We can hope for the best, but the land has been decided. إِنَّ الْحَبِيبَ مِنَ الْأَحْبَابِ مُخْتَلَسُ. You'll be abducted, you'll be snatched. لَا يَمْنَعُ الْمَوْتَ بَوَّابٌ وَلَا حَرَسُ. No security can prevent the angel of death from entering. لَا يَمْنَعُ الْمَوْتُ بَوَّابٌ لَا يَمْنَعُ الْمَوْتَ بَوَّابٌ وَلَا حَرَسُ فَكَيْفَ تَفْرَحُ بِالدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتِهَا مَنْ يُعَدُّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّفْزُ وَالنَّفَسُ. O foolish man, you know they say his days are numbered. They say his days are numbered. Allah says your every second is being monitored. O foolish man, when your seconds are being counted, then how do you find time to rejoice? إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّى. إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّى. You see under the commentary of this ayah what Mufassirin write. Allah says, recounting. His actions provokes my torment now. But I'm just allowing the period to lapse which I had ordained for his lifespan. I'm just waiting for it to lapse. قَدْ كَانَ قَصْرُكَ ذَا شَرَفٍ. You had a palatial home. فَقَبْرُكَ فِي الْأَجْدَاثِ مُنْجَرِدُ. But I'm afraid today your house is a place of dirt and garbage with snakes and scorpions around you. لَا يَتْرُكُ الْمَوْتُ ذَا جَاهٍ لِعِزَّتِهِ. The angel of death will not differentiate and say, no, this is a learned man. This is a high profile man. This is a president of a country. What will happen to the country? No. لا يترك الموت ذا جاه لعزته. Whatever has to happen will happen. وللذي منه العلم يقتبس. And likewise, the most learned of people, the most knowledge. The Quran speaks of Sulaiman alayhi salam. You read the Quran. My heart cries when I see what is the risk. You know how limited is the knowledge of an average Muslim today regarding the Quran. My heart cries. And sometimes, I don't know if I come across too crude, too harsh, too strong. But my heart just pains and it cries. Allah be my witness, it pains me. And people, you know, take pride in reading this literature and that literature and understanding this and that. And what is the content of the Quran? What does Allah say in the Quran? فَقَبْرُكَ فِي الْأَجْدَاثِ مُنْجَرِدُ. That will happen to you. That is where you will be lowered. You lived in this world. You had a palatial home. You enjoyed the best of comforts. You had the best of luxuries. But when you are dropped deep down. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, when this will happen, will I be conscious? Will I be in my senses? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, you'll be fully in your senses. He says, then, O Nabi of Allah, I hope from Allah I will take control over this situation. And I will answer very swiftly. The Prophet just admired and he said, Subhanallah. Then Sayyidina Umar walked. And few steps, after he took few steps, the Prophet called him back and said, come back, O Umar. And he said, you know what, Umar, Jibreel descended now. And Jibreel has congratulated you. And Jibreel has told me, عليه الصلاة من الله والتسليمات, that when you'll be lowered into your grave and these angels will appear before you, you will tell those angels, الله ربي فمن ربكما والإسلام ديني فما دينكما ومحمد النبي فمن نبيكما. When the angels will come to you before they open their mouths, you'll tell them, listen, Allah is my Lord, you tell me who's yours. Muhammad is my prophet, by the way. You want to remind me who's yours? And for the record, Islam is my religion. Tell me what's yours. The angels will say, wa ajaba la nadri ursilna ilayka am anta ursilta ilayna. We don't know if Allah has sent us to examine you or has Allah sent you to examine us. But what a life it took for him to answer like that, my brother. What a life did he take? When Umar ibn Khattab became in charge of the reins of the Islamic Empire and things prospered, So they came to Hafsa radiallahu anha, the daughter of Umar ibn al-Khattab, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, and the mother of the believers. And they said, Hafsa, few Sahaba came to her and said, make a request to your dad, to Amir al-Mu'mineen, that now things have opened up for the Muslims. And now we are on a better footing and we are more prosperous. And we have noble delegations that come to visit him. Perhaps if he could upgrade his standard of living and he can become more compatible with the time, so that it will look more conducive when these high delegates come to meet him. You take the matter forward. Hafsa radiallahu anha comes to Amir al-Mu'mineen, her father. She's the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the daughter of Umar. She says, oh my father, I have come and I've been nominated by few Sahaba who wish to remain anonymous. They have a request that now things have moved up now. Don't you think perhaps it's high time you upgrade the stature of your life? You know, people become professional and they say, now you can't drive this car anymore. You're a doctor, my friend. So you've got to drive another car. You've got to move. You've got to give up an image.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.